Fuck the world Walmart. Hell yeah. Fuck this Walmart right here. I'm taking y'all down. All y'all motherfuckers, pussy ass police. Y'all sit at midnight. Fuck y'all too. Y'all pussy ass niggas die.
In Walmart.
Boy, here we are. Welcome to the program. How are you, folks? Oh boy, another Wednesday is here. Another episode of the Josh Potter Show. Decided to do this one solo again. I know I did a solo one last week. Remember when I did all of them solo? Remember that? Maybe we do that again to a degree, but not. I don't know. We'll see. I've got some great guests lined up in the next couple of weeks here, so we'll see how things go. We may have some new eyes upon us. I'll address that in a little bit. Wanted to let you know some dates, though, about when you can come see The Roach live. There are plenty, my friends. Please to be buying tickets. This Friday, Chandler, Arizona, at the Mic Drop Comedy Club. I will be there for two shows Friday night. It's near Phoenix. Come on out, Arizona. That's, again, Friday night. That's a big one. Then, taking a little break, and then we come back swinging. April 26th and 27th, Huntsville, Alabama. May 3rd, Seattle. May 17th and 18th, Chicago. May 29th has been moved, unfortunately, for the foreseeable future. It was going to be Maryland, but we're going to be moving it May 29th, so I'll give you an update on that. May 30th, though, that's still happening. Washington, D.C. at the D.C. Improv. Allentown, Pennsylvania, I'm coming the day after that. May 31st to the Emmaus Theater. June 14th and 15th, Houston. And in August, we have Omaha and Des Moines. All the tickets are on sale now. Make sure you get over to the Instagram at Josh_Potter or the Twitter at J_Potter, and you can buy tickets there. Or you can just go to the description of the episode. All the links are there for you as well if you're extra, extra lazy. Other than that, friends, today is the day. Maybe you're watching this as it debuts, and then in which case, in a few hours, we'll be doing the very first episode of Behind the Jeans, my new program that'll be airing on the Your Mom's House YouTube channel. And I wanted to kick off the program with a couple of already frequently asked questions, if you will. You know, there's been a few people wondering, you know, what's going to happen with this program? What's going to happen? I wanted to hit the where. See, this is something that'll happen on the new one as well. I'm going to.
It is Ask Marty time.
I'm going to fuck up a lot of sound effects and a lot of things. So come on over and watch me do it there. But it is Ask Marty time. We'll address some things. Now, first and foremost, when it comes to this program, the Josh Potter Show, will there be any changes? What can I expect with this program now that you're doing another show? No changes at all. Nothing is changing. It'll come out at the same time. It'll be on this YouTube channel. Say someday down the road, your mom's house says, Josh, we also don't like this program. They could get rid of it, and this program will still exist right here. The Josh Potter Show is not changing in any capacity, shape, or form. You just might get more sick of me on a Wednesday now if you are a member of the Your Mom's House channel and you want to watch the show live. That's how you do it, basically. And some people have addressed that aspect of it. Here's the thing. There have been, since I left Your Mom's House, tens of thousands of people who are members on the Your Mom's House channel, and they get to have ad-free content as it stands right now. So now they get an extra little advantage. They get to participate in the live airing of Behind the Jeans. So if you're not a member and you want to join, if that excites you, if you want to get in the chat and watch the show as it's airing, then feel free to join up. If you don't want to join up, simple. You can watch it the next day for free. So nothing really has to change in your life if you don't want it to. And of course, I'd love for more people to sign up and justify them letting me do this program on there. And what's it going to be? Well, I'm sure you've seen things like, you know, the Howard Stern wrap-up show, Talk Soup, maybe Mystery Science Theater 3000. It's going to be like all of these things woven to one thing. And all about all of the Your Mom's House content, not just the flagship show itself. Every show on the channel we'll be talking about, we'll be dissecting things, we'll be going deeper into some things. Maybe there's things that you scream at the computer or at the television when you're watching, or maybe you're driving in your car and you're screaming them at your windshield. Now you can come scream them in the chat and we'll talk about it. You see how that works? So I hope you do. I hope you join up, and I hope you be a part of it. As far as if you're just like, hey, I don't want anything to happen to Josh's show, if you're one of the small, small group of roaches out there who gives a shit about this show only, I promise nothing will change as far as this program goes. So thank you if you're new here, and if you remember that I exist now, because that's something that's funny that's been happening since the announcement of this program. People are like, oh, I've missed him. I haven't gone anywhere. I've been on YouTube this entire time. We haven't missed 1 week of an episode since switching over to my own channel. So welcome back, I guess. Even if you forgot I was alive in the first place, you know what I mean? I'm a little like not offended by that. But I mean, at the same time, it's like people are like, oh, I've missed you. And that's a nice sentiment. If I hadn't been, it's like, where did I go? Have I been dead? Have I been doing something wrong this whole time? So welcome back. If you're back, that'd be nice. If we have just the same hardcore group of roaches that we always have, that's fine, too. Nothing, like I said, will change with this program that hasn't already changed. I mean, we're in a new studio. Maybe we go to another studio someday. That's aside from the point. My point is it will come out at the same channel at the same time. I hope Alex will still be here. Kirsten, I hope, will still be here. These things are out of my control. I don't plan on changing things anytime soon. I'm sick of changing things, frankly. So thank you so much for hopefully you check out the program later, or maybe you're watching this. You don't watch it the day it comes out and you already watched it. That's cool, too. And if you haven't, check it out. But we have so many things to get into today. Oh, boy, what a program we have on tap. I love the solo episodes, especially when Kirsten can be here. Did I answer every question that could possibly be answered, by the way? Was there anything else? Did you guys have any questions?
I don't think so. I think you answered them, but you'll still probably get them.
Feels good.
Feels good? Okay.
Yeah.
I'll address this other thing. People are like, that was Nadav's show, or that's what Nadav's doing. As far as I know, I've watched Nadav's channel. He talks about all kinds of podcasts. He doesn't talk about your mom's house, and he talks about it from, like, you know, analyzing the podcast medium. I won't be doing any of that. I know that they said that in the description where they're like, there will be inside scoops about production. I don't plan on doing. I mean, maybe if they want to give me some, I don't know. But I'm going to talk about what's going on the thing. I'm going to make fun of stuff, and I'm going to have a good time with the people in the chat who I hope also put their sort of writer hats on and come with some good chats and some funny things to make fun of stuff and have a good time. So, as far as that goes, you know, and if Nadav was, I've been pitching this show since Nadav worked there. So, I mean, I think he was fully aware of intentions and things like that. So I don't think you have anything to worry about as far as that goes. And maybe you might, I haven't asked him, but you might even see Nadav once or twice on there. Who knows? You know, don't get your panties in a fucking bunch quite yet. So we have a lot of things to get to today. I'm debating on if I should do sports first, you know, because people hate it. You know what I'm saying? People hate the fucking sports still. So, I mean, we've conditioned people to like it, but if we have new eyes, I can't let them affect things. So I guess I have to get right into it because we have a breaking story, folks.
Beep, 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 beep,
beep. Oh, boy. Our boy, Cecil Wilson, has a new home. It was just last week we heard about his release from the Denver Broncos, a very bad chapter in Cecil's life closing, a very publicly bad chapter. We know he is so sus. We don't know really what's behind him being so sus. That chapter could have been way worse, way worse. But this one closed, and it was a bad one. He's no longer a member of the Denver Broncos. We thought, what will happen to him? I guessed this, by the way. I don't know if I did this on the show. We can have people go back and audit if I said anything, but I think I definitely was telling Steelers fans in my life, you're going to get Russell Wilson. I said it. Mike Tomlin, he's going to come nestle in the lap of Mike Tomlin and suckle upon his breast and be like, yes, daddy, tell me how to rehab my career. It could very well be a renaissance for Cecil. And what happens when things are going well in Mr. Wilson's life? They get weird. So I'm all for it. I hope he has all the success in the world because I want Russell to show his true colors. I want him to release the valve. Let the weird shit pour out of him once again because he was getting very, you know, he was getting very closed during most of his times in Denver. We got to see some crazy things, though. when he first got there. When they really rolled out the red carpet, gave him a huge contract, we saw the Subway ad. Ooh, was that delicious. We saw him on the airplane with the team. We saw him do a lot of things to alienate the team. Once Sean Payton came in there, he kind of put the lid on all of that. And Russell was kind of in the background, just trying to blend in and salvage what he has left. Now he's going to go to the Steelers. And Mike Tomlin is going to either this is going to be the end of Russell Wilson's football career, or it's going to be a renaissance for Russell Wilson. And we'll see how he handles it all. But I wanted to start with that. This next story, though, is got a video that I saw that I think is interesting. You know how they try to do a lot of gotcha moments on social media now? I don't know who's hiring these social media people. But they put out the thing, and they're usually innocuous, sort of like, what's your favorite ice cream? And then the players walk by the camera and say their favorite ice cream. They leave like a little sign out there. And they say, what's your favorite, I don't even know. I can't even think. What's your favorite candy bar? Just dog shit like that. You know what I'm saying? In this case, it was International Women's Day, and the White Sox at spring training were coming off the field. I don't know if this is after practice or what. But they put out a sign out there with the camera doing the whole bit like that. And it was, name a woman. Name a woman. Any woman. Name a woman. And many of the White Sox players, they weren't fooled. I mean, they are not falling into this trap, they said. So let's see how they answered.
Name any woman.
Any woman.
Any woman.
All right, let me think.
Let me think.
Any woman ever.
Olalis, my mother. I love you, Mom.
Good call.
My wife, Samantha Deloach. My mom. Cleopatra.
Oh.
My wife, Lexi. Maybe Diana, since she's Madison. My wife.
Pause it for 1 second, please, if you can pause this. So far, we've got, 90% my mom? 90% my mom versus what? Cleopatra was the only shout out for like a famous one. And then what has Cleopatra done for the record? Other than, I guess she ruled Egypt or some shit. But I can't think of anything. Type in Cleopatra and tell me something. Did she make aqueducts? I mean, what are we giving her a shout out for? Why is this guy thinking of Cleopatra? But the thing that, I mean, I'd imagine many women today, we're going to get upset about that reaction, because according to the sample size that is the Chicago White Sox, the most important job in the world is mother. Do we agree? Kirsten's the only woman in the room. I'm looking at her to see what she thinks about all this.
Yeah, shout out to my mom.
Do you think people? Do you think the woke people are going to be like, there's no Hillary Clinton mentions, there's no, it's all mothers? Like, is this misogynistic?
I don't think it is either.
But
I like
I'm
that
just
the
asking.
Ones that mention their wives like almost seem scared. They're just like, my wife.
And then, my
like,
wife.
Duck
yes.
out of there. Like, they're very just like.
Dare I mention another woman, my wife will be fucking pissed. that's kind of a true trap too. That was in there. There, if they didn't mention their wives, what if they were like Ariana Grande? It's like, oh, you're thinking about Ariana Grande when you get off the field. Not me. Name any woman, and I'm a woman. Let's see if anybody gets a wild.
It's not a trick, I promise.
It's not a trick, I promise, says a woman.
Jenna, my wife.
Whoa. I go with my girlfriend, Blake Mahler.
Amanda.
Condoleezza Rice.
Whoa, there we go.
Great.
That was a good one.
Shout out to my mom. I love you. I miss you.
Had to. Get people in trouble? No, everybody thinks that.
Yeah.
It's not
I feel
a
like
trick.
It's like
hilarious.
A TikTok trend or something. No. First one, like Oprah Winfrey.
That's a great one.
All right, pause it. Everyone thinks they're going to. What does that say? That everyone's like, this is a trick.
That they're baseball players.
I mean, it's so funny that they even like. I mean, it's just funny that they even put it out. Because, like, but is there any comments that are like pissed off? Because I would imagine. I'm just thinking about in today's world how people would get upset probably about the fact that they reacted this way. They're like, oh my god, I can't believe there's not one pushback. It would be hilarious to see, though. That actually makes me feel good about society that there hasn't been, unless they're deleting them or something. But what a funny, weird little video. Name any woman. The one guy was like, whoa.
What would come to your head if you saw that sign?
I mean, I would I don't know. I don't know that I would name my mom. I'm not going to lie to you. It would put me in a bit of a pretzel for a second, because you just did now.
Right? I feel like it's one of those things when you spring it on, it's like, you can only think of your mom, because it's like every other woman just goes out of your mind.
I don't know why. I don't know why I would think this. My mind immediately, I didn't say it out loud, but this is the first one that came to my head. Sabrina Carpenter. No idea why. It's not even like I didn't just masturbate to Sabrina Carpenter. I didn't do anything like that. I don't know why she came to my head.
That was oddly specific. I'm now thinking that maybe you did.
No, I would admit it. I mean, come on, folks. I'm an open book. If I masturbated to, I wish I did masturbate to Sabrina Carpenter. It would explain why I thought of her immediately. She, of course, is opening for Taylor Swift. She was in. Was she in Cobra Kai? Is that why? Maybe. Show me.
I don't know.
Show me Cobra Kai.
It doesn't look like it on here.
I don't think. Maybe she wasn't. Who's the girl from Cobra Kai? Because I actually was thinking about her, I think. The blonde lady. What's that? Peyton List. See, okay. I actually named the wrong woman when I was. And I also didn't masturbate to Peyton List. I just watched Cobra Kai.
But now you have two new ideas.
But she is pretty. I mean, am I allowed to say that? How old is she?
Yeah, no, she's
okay.
She's
25. Good. Whew, thank God. You never know these days. I am getting up there, folks. I am getting old to the point where like people will be like, "I'm 29." I'm like, "Oh my God, 29! So many years ago. It's almost a decade ago for me now." God, I'm just crawling into the grave. Well, all elsewhere in the Major League Baseball world, this one's kind of a wild story. I think it involves a
murder.
Oh no, this one involves a birth. The opposite of a murder at the end of the day. This one involves a 45-year-old New Hampshire man. He's going to spend at least a year in jail for endangering the life of a newborn baby. So the baby lived. Its life only endangered. It didn't lose it at the end of the day. George Thairberge was sentenced on Monday after pleading guilty to a misdemeanor child endangerment charge after reaching a deal with prosecutors, plus an additional 6 months behind bars for probation violations stemming from an arrest in January, blah, 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 blah. The baby boy was left alone in a tent for more than an hour on December 26 as the temperature dipped to 15 degrees. A police affidavit referred to Thairberge as the boyfriend of the baby's mother. Now, this is where the sports come in. The mother, Alexandra Eckersley, who is accused of abandoning her son without heat or proper clothing, yada, yada, yada. Who is Alexandra Eckersley? She is the daughter of pitcher. The fuck is his name? I'm not even remembering now.
MLB Hall of Fame pitcher.
Exactly. Dennis Eckersley. I was going to say Jared. I don't know why I was going to say Jared. That's why I was like, it's not Jared, Josh. Maybe I shouldn't have hit the vape so hard before the program. Dennis Eckersley, Hall of Famer, drafted by Cleveland, of course. And he went on to pitch as a reliever for Cleveland, Boston, the Cubs, Oakland, I think, too. But anyhow, his daughter, real piece of shit, leaving this baby abandoned with the boyfriend. What does the boyfriend look like? Let's see him. Did it have a picture? I thought that. Oh, it just shows poor Dennis Eckersley. Is that him there?
No, this is George.
That's the boyfriend. George.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my Lord, look at that guy. I thought, here I am shitting on myself this afternoon, and look at this guy. You're telling me I could marry the daughter of an MLB pitcher? You know who's the daughter of an MLB pitcher in law? Jamie Lynn Sigler.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Not a pitcher, actually. Never mind, but a baseball player, nevertheless. Anyhow. The Eckersley family raised a statement at the time of the arrest saying they had no prior knowledge of Alexandra's pregnancy. They didn't even know she was pregnant. Hey, we didn't even know she was pregnant, let alone she was abusing the child.
Do you think this is sort of their own little, like, Virgin Mary story? Because this is on December 26th.
Oh, my Lord. It's
in
like
a tent?
The Lord baby Jesus. Is that what you're saying?
Maybe.
Was the baby that newborn? Did it say it was born on December 26th?
That's what I was understanding it as. Like she gave birth and just left it.
And they just left it? I thought it was just like they had it for a few days.
Maybe I'm
this thing won't stop crying. Let's put it in the woods.
Well, because the headline says daughter gave birth in woods.
Interesting. Okay, so she did. She had one of those Remember that television show on MTV?
Yeah.
What was it called? I didn't know I was pregnant or something. Dr. Drew, I think, was on it, maybe? I don't even know, but we'll have to ask him about it someday. I can't understand how. I'm not a woman, as we brought up during the Chicago White Sox thing. No, none of the Chicago White Sox are naming me. Obviously, I'm not a woman. So I don't really obviously know what it's like to be pregnant, but I think you'd notice. I don't understand. The women on that program, I thought, were faking that whole. I thought it was like a ruse at first. I thought it was a giant work, because how do you just go, I ate a bad burger, and then all of a sudden I'm giving birth at prom? How does that happen? I don't understand it. But so she is one of those where, well, maybe she knew.
Maybe she knew. I mean, she had a tent.
She probably knew. Yeah, she went out there. She like went out there to do it. Yeah. And this isn't some. I'm not going to chalk this up to one of those hippy dippy type things where she's like, I'm doing an at home water birth with crystals. We have to make sure, you know, it's the proper time of day before the crown is breached, so that Pisces is in Venus or some horseshit.
Oh no,
this is not like that. This is, I'm going to not do it in a hospital so I could leave it there. I think that's what we're basing it on. She could ruin my life.
In that tent.
I could see that. Oh, is that their house?
I'm wondering if that's okay, the tent so we're referring to.
So my, okay, now that we've seen, Lord. Now that we've seen the tent, folks, my hypothesis has changed.
No, it's not.
They're just poor meth heads living in a tent, and they gave birth there because they're not going to go to a hospital. They'll take their drugs away. All theories, of course, folks, all allegedly. And then here we have, it says at the end of the article, just so you know, by the way, Dennis Eckersley won the AL Cy Young and MVP awards in 1992 while playing for the Oakland Athletics. Eckersley retired last year from broadcasting Boston Red Sox games. I thought they were going to say from baseball. I'm like, what? It's a little late. You haven't played in a while.
It's such a wild thing to throw in after a story like that.
Oh, by the way, the
you have all his stats.
The woman's father, quite a decorated ball player. It is wild.
Goodness.
Well, today's Josh Potter Show is brought to us by the Game Time app. And boy, oh boy, did the Game Time app come through for me. I'll tell you about it in a sec. Do you not know what to do this weekend? Check out the Game Time app and you can snag tickets on the cheap for whatever it is that you're looking for. I mean, they've got sports, they've got theater, they've got comedy, they've got music, whatever you're buying tickets for pretty much. And they've got a killer last minute deals, all in prices, views from your seat, and an incredible best price guarantee. This week, I just got tickets on the Game Time app for spring training. I'm going down on the 15th. I'm performing in Chandler, Arizona. At the old Mic Drop Comedy Club. And what else is in Arizona? The Cactus League. So on the 16th, I will be watching the Royals play the Cubs, and found the best tickets on the Game Time app. I got to like look all around. I mean, first baseline, I think, is cooler than third baseline. But for some reason, third baseline was so much more expensive. And I could see that right on the Game Time app. It showed me all the prices. And then I got to see the view in the old wherever the hell the park I'm going to, it's in Sloan. I don't know. It's like the Sloan something or other. I've never heard of that before. And now I got to see my view from my seat. How cool is that? So if you find tickets, by the way, in the same section as yours and the same row somewhere else for less, by the way, Game Time, they're going to credit you 110% of the difference. You'll not only get great seats, you're going to make some money on that too. So make sure you're checking out the Game Time app. No matter what. So take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use code Potter for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account, redeem code Potter for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, low price, guaranteed. Anyhow, let's get to the news. Ba-dum, bum, ba-ba-dum. JoshPotterShow@gmail.com, by the way, is where you can send in all your news articles. You can be a Roach reporter. You can send in your music the way that we heard Odd Track Numbers with that one, by the way, a banger in the beginning. Also, you can just tell me about your day. I don't care. I just want to hear from you. JoshPotterShow@gmail.com. This one says news from Georgia, and the email says, howdy Papa Roach, longtime listener, first time reporter. Auga, auga.
Knock it off or I'll do it in your nuts.
That's biscuit.
the inner city blacks.
Idiot woman!
So welcome, friend. Long-time listener, first-time Roach reporter. I was hanging out with friends after work, and a buddy read a headline that I was certain had to be an absolute fucking lie. It was something like, two men indicted on federal charges with plans to scalp woman and feed child to python before bombing her house. That is a wordy headline. I wouldn't have believed that. I would have been like, that's too wordy. No paper, no self-respecting paper would publish such a thing. But shortly thereafter, someone else ran into the room and asked if anyone had heard the story. Lo and behold, it's fucking true. There was an explosion last year, and these two dumbasses that caused it had a whole bunch of other plans. Get a load of this. All the best. Love the show. Fuck me in my ass, man. James.
Penis.
I don't care about that. Not a fig. Are you ready?
Anyhow. Let's get to the article. More than a year after an explosion rocked a Richmond Hill neighborhood, federal authorities are sharing new details about what the two suspects are alleged to have done. Stephen Glosser and Caleb Kinsey were arrested in 2023, a month after a bomb was detonated at a home in Demers Lake Lane. Now, the pair have been federally indicted. On Thursday, the United States Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Georgia announced the two are charged with the following: stalking, use of an explosive to commit another felony offense, conspiracy to use an explosive to commit a felony, and possession of an unregistered destructive device. When it comes to charges, folks, they really just make up whatever the fuck they want. Have you ever heard one of these charges before? I don't think so. I want to see a book of these charges. I'm sure it exists. I'm sure that's what lawyers go to school to learn. Kinsey is also charged with false statement during the purchase of a firearm, possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, and the indictment alleges the two used electronic communications to place the victim under surveillance from December 22 to January 2023 with the intent to kill, injure, harass, or intimidate. So let's get to the bottom of this. I don't care about all the fucking charges or anything like that. It also claims that the two conspired to create a plan to intimidate, harass, or injure the victim, which included schemes to shoot arrows into the victim's front door. What the fuck kind of scheme is that? Sounds like a cockamamie brain hair harebrained scheme to me. Let's just shoot arrows in the front door. It also included schemes about acquiring and releasing a large python into the victim's home to eat the victim's daughter, mailing dog feces or dead rats to the victim's home, scalping the victim, and blowing up the victim's home. So they must have, like, they were like, so our finale is we blow up the home. Let's assemble all of that first. Get that ready. And then they blew up their own house. Is that what we're led to believe? What was the explosion about them? That was just like a oopsie daisy that they had. Bryan County Sheriff Mark Crow previously told WJCL that he had never had a case like this in nearly 30 years. Yeah, I don't imagine you do in Bryan County. You have one where it's like, you know, involving pythons, explosions, scalpings. They must have really loved Native Americans, huh? The arrows and the scalpings.
Yeah, the arrows in the door seem like kind of a waste at that point.
I don't know what the person's name. Chief Strongbow is the person. One of these. Yeah. Authorities say the woman and child living in the home had just moved in the day before the explosion. The sheriff said one of the suspects and the woman had a prior relationship. The conspiracy charge carries a statutory penalty upon conviction of up to 20 years with an additional 10 years, blah, 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 blah. So what the fuck happened here? I still don't understand what they, other than the prior relationship. Why did they do this? What? That's the thing about these articles that never get to the bottom. Now I'm left to speculate as to what went down. This woman was dating a Native American who, I mean, I guess he couldn't put like a curse on her. I don't know what they do. A rain dance upon her house. But an explosion, that's something. I mean, it seems to be like her house exploded, if that's what I'm led to believe. Am I right? Do you think? They did get her house with the explosion.
That's what I'm actually most confused about. Because like it's just saying like it rocked a certain house, but it's not saying like it was her house. And then it also says that someone had moved in there like, yeah, a couple days before.
That's what I'm thinking. Did they like they fucking blow up their own house on accident in preparation to blow up this lady's house? And then they found all this stuff about it later. That's the thing, this article. These journalists, WJCL, you should be a fucking ashamed of yourself, frankly. You should be ashamed of yourself. Especially, I mean, I knew it was out of this world before I even had to get to the article. The fucking headline was 1,000 years long. This is AI bullshit at the end of the day. They don't, where did they get a python? How'd you know they wanted a python? Did they write on their fridge, get python? I mean, these are all the details I would like to know when it comes to these types of stories. But it is a wild one. They could just make all that up too, though. You know? Oh, remember that explosion? There was some crazy shit that was going to happen then too. I mean, boy, oh boy. But it doesn't seem like those guys are definitely like facing charges. So they didn't die in an explosion. And we heard about the victim. We didn't hear, is she dead? I don't know. And if you're going to do an explosion, why not just murder the baby that way? Why do you got to have it get eaten by a python? Or was that just part of the insult to injury?
And also, isn't like a python eating someone going to take a while? Like, you're not going to just arrow the door open, python goes in. And like,
it's not a great plan. It's not the plan, you just like sneak the python through a drain. Then it has to find the baby. I don't know how big this fucking house is. The python's like, does the python know what its mission is? That it's going to go in and eat a baby? Or does it just go in and just live? What if it leaves? The python's like, oh, cool, a rat outside.
The I'm going to go rats, out and... they mailed them.
Yeah, yeah, that's... That's the thing. They really fucked up their own plan. The python just ate the rats, and then it left.
Now there's just arrows and dog shit everywhere.
Are pythons known to eat babies? I mean, that's the thing. These people are... I don't know if you want to Google that, but do pythons eat babies? How often? How many babies are getting eaten by pythons? That's my point. There's other ways I think you can more efficiently kill a baby after all. That's all I'm saying. I'm not, hey, YouTube, not advocating it, whatever I got to say to make you not go up my ass. I'm saying what morons these guys are at the end of the day. What does it say there?
I thought you were, like, it does say that an African rock python in 2002 did one time swallow a 10-year-old boy.
22 years ago. A 10-year-old boy?
That's what I'm saying.
That's wild.
10-year-old boy.
Yeah, but I mean, how many people? I guess that's crazy that it swallowed it.
Another one killed a 3-year-old boy when it escaped in Illinois.
The baby escaped or the
the python escaped. Oh, okay. To cage.
That's wild. Now, the 10-year-old boy, could you just see him like in there like it was like his shape, do you think, in the python's stomach? I mean, that's crazy to get.
I don't know.
How do you get swallowed by a python? Was it a paralyzed boy? I mean, like, how do you not like, so I'm punching its face. I'm fucking, I mean, it takes
swallowed over a 3-hour period.
Yeah, it takes a while to get, he must have been dead before, right?
Lord. I don't know.
I mean, that's crazy.
I would hope so.
It's got to be head first and then you're just dead from suffocating or something. What?
And all the other kids are up in a tree watching it happen.
What? Oh my God. This is a far better story than the one we just read.
Maybe they were right with the python thing.
How did it get, I mean, did it break its legs? See if you can get to the bottom of this. I'm so curious here. Meanwhile, I'm going to apologize to YouTube. I'm apologizing for my baby murder speculation earlier. Joey Votto, now a member of the Blue Jays, coming to the plate first at bats. That's right. Earlier, I sounded like I was advocating a more efficient way to murder a baby, but I decided that I had to come on and apologize about it because YouTube will take our channel down if I keep speculating. But I want to hear all about this 10-year-old getting eaten by a python. There it is, Votto with his first hit as a Blue Jay. That'll be a single for Joey Votto. Welcome back to the show. Anyhow, did you read anything? What did it say?
Yeah, the snake gave the boy a tight little hug.
It strangled him.
Yeah, I didn't know if we had a word.
Oh, and then he ate it. Well, I mean, this is nature is metal, you know?
I guess.
Freedom to all snakes.
I guess.
Anyhow, I got this story sent to me 1,000 times. Everyone's heard about it right now, about Joe Rogan's guest murdering a person. Guess if you haven't heard, the gruesome discovery was made Tuesday just before 8:30 p.m. At a Summit Avenue apartment, the New York City Police Department said in its news release. This was sent to us, by the way, Ashley McCollum. Also, T-Bone sent this in. Like I said, a lot of people actually sent this to me. I'm sure this is a hot topic. Sheldon Johnson, who was supposed to be one of these people who had gotten out of jail, rehabilitated himself, was a guest on Joe Rogan to discuss the rehabilitation of people who are in prison and the importance of such a thing. And I think he did some damage to that discussion now at this point, because, you know, he was just found with a head in his fucking house. Or was it a torso?
I think it might have been a torso.
It was a torso. And it led me to believe, to think, as far as guests on this program, we have the Chase O'Donnell Award, where we give it to our best guest every year at the Roachies. Which guest would win the Sheldon Johnson Award? Who is most likely to have murdered somebody?
I'm so glad you said that, because that was also my first thought.
Murder.
Who do you think? Since you were thinking about it.
I know. You got to give me a second. I got to think.
You got to go through the annals of the guests. I mean,
I think it'd have to be someone you don't expect, because you have like, you have pretty nice, like, kind guests. So it'd have to be someone who just like snapped and really threw us for a loop.
Taylor Williamson.
I can see that one. Maybe that one.
Taylor Williamson. He could be a secret murderer.
That would be someone like Johnny Pemberton, who's really nice and you wouldn't expect it, but like something just went really wrong and he
just
Johnny snapped.
Wouldn't murder somebody, but he does have that element of like, he can get angry.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
see,
I mean, bring up the TSA.
So kind of, oh, yeah. True.
Bring up the TSA. True. I mean, he has a little bit of that's why he wouldn't do it. He'd only like murder in self-defense.
I mean, Tom. Tom could eventually finally snap and live out
his
fantasies.
I guess he was on this show at one point. Episode 3, I think it was. He could, yes, he's very capable. He could murder me. Who knows? Behind the Jeans, airing today. Who knows what's going to happen?
Could be you.
It could be me.
Could be you.
Now,
getting the wrong Uber.
I'm too lazy. I'm too far too lazy.
I don't know.
If a guy tried to murder me, I'd probably get murdered.
Because
I'd be like,
ah,
I guess.
Try to murder.
I guess. I couldn't try to murder. I'm trying to think of who else we've had on this program that I could throw under the bus here. Kurt Metzger.
Actually, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, we're going to go with that one. Speaking of severed heads, or just heads in general, I don't know if this one is severed or not, but this one came to us from APOP in New Jersey. Again, joshpottershow@gmail.com is where you can send in all your Roach reportings the way APOP in New Jersey did. And I think we had a couple from him, as a matter of fact. I think he sent in one of the sports ones earlier, too. Shout out. I love getting some new blood on the old news desk here. A man who recorded himself dunking his head face first in a barrel of pickles at a New Jersey convenience store in Delhi in an effort to record a video prank turned himself into a police. This is the crimes now, is doing video pranks. Why is it illegal to dunk your... I guess because there's... What kind of convenience store just has a fucking...
I think it's just illegal to be like that dumb.
To like touch all the pickles?
To just be that stupid to be like, oh, look at this prank. I'm putting my head in a pickle jar.
Well, I thought maybe it like... Then they have to throw out the pickles because it's contaminated.
I'm sure
so it's like you are damaging property or like, you know, things for sale.
Yeah, it was like a year or so, or a couple years ago, where the people were getting in trouble for like licking ice cream dishes and like...
Right, Ariana Grande.
And shit. Yeah.
She licked a donut.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
I wish I was that donut. Anywho. So, yeah, this guy, I mean, I guess you can arrest a guy for that. He turned himself in, but it's been, why would you, if you got away with it, turn yourself in? Maybe because you couldn't use the content and you're like, well, they're going to catch me anyways if I post this hilarious video of me. Is this what you people want? Is this what gets views? This guy's going to go on TikTok, get 3 million views and get a fucking Netflix special because he dunked his head into a pickles jar or a barrel. And what convenience store, by the way, has loose pickles in a barrel?
My type of store.
Is it filled with brine? Are you bobbing for pickles? Is that what this guy's technically doing? Like, why such a giant barrel of pickles? I would like a sealed jar, please.
For sure. But they did have to throw out $52 worth of pickles, which...
That seems like a lot. Do we have an image?
Like,
is there any images of the pickle barrel so we can get an idea of what we're talking about here? Police didn't identify the man who walked into Heritage's Dairy Stores on Main Street in Glassboro on February 25th. Is this Glassboro as in Scotland or Glassboro? No, it's in New Jersey. So what am I talking about? I'm thinking it's all high flow. I'm like, well, they do things differently over there, but it's in fucking New Jersey. He recorded the stunt with his cell phone, and then he took off. We certainly relish the community's help in bringing attention to the pickle we were in. Yes. Oh, my God, they're doing it. They're putting in cheeky hilarity. This is a crime, folks. This is, they threw out $52 worth of pickles, and this reporter is putting in cheeky little language. Did the person actually say this? This is in quotes, too. They're saying this is in quotes. We certainly relish the community's help in bringing attention to the pickle we were in yesterday when trying to identify the young man involved in the incident at the Heritage store in town, said the police. The police aren't that fucking whimsical with their language. There's no chance a Jersey cop said all of that. He was like, we relish. Maybe he did, actually, now that I'm thinking about it. Is there a video?
No, I'm trying to find. I've seen his shots like on the camera, but I can't find an actual jar of pickles.
I was wondering if there was video of this cop talking, because if he did all this, I would literally unalive myself right here on this camera, because I would be so fucking cringed out. We are happy to report that he personally called and took accountability for his actions. A day earlier, police had shared images of the pickle dunking culprit on social media as they tried to find the man who forced the store to toss $52 in pickles. Now, if you went in that store, you'd be picking up a pickle every day out of this barrel.
Well, yeah, for sure. I mean, it depends on what the barrel situation. I'm very confused by, like, if this is just an open air barrel.
That's what I'm pickles, saying. Is it, like, just next to the register, impulse pickle buy situation? Because
if that's what I'm looking at, like, whatever this is, I'm not too keen on that just being out in the open.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
People go to supermarkets.
Right. I would want, like, the clerk to put on a glove and grab pickles out of the barrel for me. I'll go, three pickles, please. And then they go, right, coming right up. And then they pick them out the way they do with the eggs, the hard-boiled eggs that are in the jar.
Yeah, so I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, if it's not dicey like that, I don't know what that is, but I don't know if I'd trust it.
And, of course, like, how long do the pickles sit there all day?
But if it's a clean jar, hell yeah. I love a good pickle.
I love pickles, too. I'm not shitting on pickles. I'm shitting on their distribution of the pickles. I feel like they're, you know, I don't know. That's so bizarre that this happens in 2024. Sometimes there are no appropriate words for the actions one takes, says the police. Now, this sounds more police-like. They put this on Facebook Tuesday, which the department asked for the public's help to identify the man. This gentleman decided to walk into Heritage's and dunk his head into a large bin of pickles, which caused the store to have to remove them from sale. We are withholding the video since he was apparently videoing the incident himself with his cell phone, probably for likes, and we do not want to give him more attention than he deserves. That's how you treat all terrorists, whether they're members of Hamas or they are dunking their heads in pickles in Heritage convenience store. You don't fucking negotiate with terrorists. But this is him right there. This guy looks like a guy that would be like, LOL, I put my head in the pickles. Aren't I fucking awesome? I mean, he also just looks like a fucking...
Old, yeah.
He looks old, do you think? I thought he looked like
He looks way too old to be filming himself for pranks. To put on TikTok like that.
Yeah, that hairline screams...
I don't know.
Yeah, he's like, well, I'm also an insurance salesman here in Glassboro. Yeah, he's an older... I don't know, he's probably like fucking a kid.
Oh, it says South Jersey store.
Yeah, it's in New Jersey.
Oh, okay, sorry. I thought we thought it was in a
different country. No, I did for a second. I read Glassboro and thought Scotland for 2 seconds, and I was saying how I'm like, no fucking way, this is in New Jersey. Hmm. For a second, I just was going to chalk it up to Euro business. Next up, we have a very wild story from Ron Sachs. Sent this into joshpottershow@gmail.com. Now, this is something that you go like, this is like a reason not to have children. Because this is such a nightmare. An Oregon father accused of drugging 3 12-year-old girls' smoothies at a sleepover for his daughter divorced his wife just weeks after the alleged incident. I would hope so. What if he left? He's like, honey, I'm filing papers. I don't know if you heard. I'm into 12-year-olds now.
Yeah, they word that terribly. They make it sound like he left her. He did something so heinous and was like,
and was like, hey, toots, I drug 12-year-olds now. I'm out of here. A Clarksman, a Clackamas County grand jury on February 26 indicted Michael Maiden, 57, on 3 counts of causing another to ingest a controlled substance, 3 counts of application of a scheduled Ford controlled substance to another, and 3 counts of delivery of a controlled substance to a minor in connection with an August 26 sleepover he hosted at Lake Oswego. That also is worded poorly. So the old man was he was like, hey, girls, why don't you come over for a sleepover?
For a smoothie and sleepover party.
I'll have smoothies for you. Ha, ha, ha. Weeks after the sleepover on October 17th, 2023, his wife, Yukiko Ishida Maiden, filed for divorce. Court documents show Maiden was set to assume 100% of the family's $1.2 million home. I say that like it's a lot, but I mean, how much do houses cost now?
Yeah, it depends on where they're at.
This is like middle class. Where is Clackamas County?
Oh, I guess it's at Oregon.
Lake Oswego. That's upstate New York. Okay. I deduced. In August 2023, authorities were alerted to 3 12-year-old girls who were hospitalized in Lake Oswego after testing positive for benzodiazepine, a depressant that produces sedation and hypnosis. Now, see, as a 38-year-old man, I'd love if this father made my smoothie. Please. Give me the recipe, daddy. I would like that. But you can't do that to a minor. And let's see why he was. Why on earth would he be drugging 12-year-old girls, you wonder? Well, Mr. Maiden is presumed innocent, and we hope that people reserve judgment until all the facts and circumstances are known. Yeah, so they were alerted to. They were in the hospital. Benzodiazepine, a depressant, bubbity-boo. The girls told police that they had been at a sleepover the night before, during which Maiden made them mango smoothies and insisted that they drink them. You haven't touched your smoothie. He's doing this. He's like, fucking nuts. The girls sleeping over at Maiden's house on August 26 told police the suspect was constantly checking in on them and interjecting himself into their conversations.
What the fuck? Dude, that's so.
So, girls, I saw a woman named Dua Lipa on the television. You guys fans of that? How's the smoothie treating you? Anywho, do you need anything? Oh, boy. The girls stated they played in sprinklers, went to the hot tub, took showers, got ready for bed at Mr. Maiden's direction. I mean, boy, is his daughter at this sleepover? What if she's not even there? He's just, their friends are there. All right, they seem like Mr. Maiden made quite the schedule for them. The girls stated they spent the majority of their time in the basement where they were doing a spa night, watching movies while they did facials. Maiden then allegedly made them smoothies that were dull orange in color with tiny white chunks throughout and sprinkled on top. That's just the sugar. He's literally not even hiding it. He's just putting full pills inside the fucking drink. One girl said Maiden encouraged her to try the smoothie even after she told him she didn't want it. Maiden also, he's like, I went through all this trouble. You're going to drink it. Maiden also allegedly gave the girls reusable straws in different colors so that they could tell whose smoothie was whose and became angry when they started sipping from each other's drinks the afternoon. I put so much smoothie in you. You all have a proper amount of smoothie in each cup, okay? Don't drink any more or less than what I've given you. Fucking wild. This guy. I don't even think his daughter is at this thing. Maiden also allegedly gave the girls, yes, reusable straws, blah, blah, blah. One victim told police that she felt woozy, hot, and clumsy after drinking her smoothie and then fell into a thick, deep sleep. Another said she stayed awake after drinking her smoothie and could feel Maiden watching her by his presence as she kept her eyes shut, pretending to be asleep. What a fucking monster this guy. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to leave you, wife. She stayed awake out of the fear that Maiden was going to do something. Same girl also, I bet this girl's a hero. She probably saved the rest of them. She was awake and he's like, damn it, why isn't your smoothie working? Fall asleep. The same girl also told police she thought the suspect was doing tests to make sure they weren't awake. He's like going around. Fucking scumbag. Same girl also told police that she thought the suspect was doing tests, blah, blah, blah. He allegedly went into the basement where the girls were sleeping multiple times and put his finger under a girl's nose and moved another girl's arm. He's doing one of the, like, dead body things. All right, this one's out. The girl then texted her mother to come pick her up. Mom, please pick me up and say I had a family emergency. The girl texted. That's great that people can text those things. Now, remember, I was a child and we didn't have cell phones yet. You had to, like, come up with a code with your parents so that you didn't say, come pick me up on the phone. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever do this?
No, I mean, because I was able to text and stuff by that point.
Oh, shit. Well, I was certainly, we didn't have texting. We didn't even have cell phones. So you had to use the house phone in front of everybody, the mother, the father, whomever else is there, and come up with a, like, we had to come up with a code. Like, I would say, like, did grandma call or something like that? And then my mom would know that meant I wanted to get picked up. Because I couldn't be, like, a little bitch-ass punk bitch and be like, Mom, I don't want to be here anymore. Can you come pick me up? Because then everyone would know I was a little bitch-ass punk. So now you can just text. And what a luxury for this girl, because, oh boy. So she texted her at 1:43 a.m., according to the court records. I don't feel safe. I might not respond, but please come get me. Crying emoji. Please pick me up. Please, 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 please. Well, that's fucking nuts. I guess this is what sounded the alarm for old Mr. Maiden here. The victim's parents showed up at Maiden's home around 3 a.m. to pick up their children. He allegedly resisted initially and told them to come back in the morning. Could you imagine? If you were the parent of this child, and the guy's like, what? Oh, well, everyone's sound asleep, just had their smoothies and went to bed. Oh, you want to leave with? Oh, well, they're sleeping. Why don't you just come back in the morning? God, that I would punch that guy in the fucking face, dude. I would fucking go, you're going to show me my kid right now or I'm going to fuck you up. I would be livid. If this guy was trying to do that, could you imagine the balls on this guy to tell the parents as if they would just turn around and leave? One victim's mother brought her to the hospital because she needed assistance walking and kept asking what happened. When officers spoke to her less than 12 hours after she drank the smoothie, they said she walked slowly and used the assistance of her mother for balance. Her eyelids were heavy and she spoke slowly. I mean, this guy thought he was going to like put a bunch of fucking benzos in these girls' drinks and they were just going to like wake up the next day and be like, oh, I slept great, you know, and then just go home. They weren't going to be fucked up for like 12 hours. I mean, this is fucking wild with this guy. Maiden pleaded not guilty and posted $500. This guy is rich. He posted a $500,000 bond. He's got a $1.2 million home. So who the fuck knows? I wonder if we linked in Mr. Maiden, find out what he does. Because these people are amongst us. It's fucking crazy. That's crazy. Let's get to a more lighthearted story. What do you say? This one's kind of hot. Comes to us from Eric. Boy, oh boy. A woman is charged after posting a photo to social media showing her 5-year-old daughter waxing older women. Now that's not better. I thought this one was going to be hot and fun. It said mother-daughter waxing business. What on earth? What are you doing to me out there?
God.
This is from Eric. Eric, come on. I thought when you told me mother-daughter waxing business, at first I thought it was a link to something else. It's going to click on. No, this is heinous. Jasmine Moss is charged with child neglect and will appear in court on Wednesday. Although two cars were in Moss's driveway Tuesday afternoon, no one came to the door to talk. Action News 5 spoke with Melanie Salisbury, the owner of the Memphis Skin Academy in Bartlett, for her input as a licensed esthetician. Myself, being a mother, I probably would not have my child as young as 5 doing a service such as that. Well, I mean, here's the thing. She wasn't doing anything sexual. She was doing waxing.
Yeah, but is she doing Brazilians?
It sounds like it, but it's a craft. I mean, I would rather my child learn how to maybe become a plumber or do something, a trade. Not this one, necessarily.
There are so many things wrong with this. Like
so many.
But also at 5, we're not even coloring in the lines. And it literally says here, applying hot wax to the nude pubic areas of adults.
That is,
you're gonna let a child who can't color in the lines throwing hot wax around your clit.
That's what I'm saying. Who are these people like letting her? Maybe she's like really.
Well, yeah,
what if she's
weird,
like
no.
a child? What if she's like
too.
A child prodigy?
No, absolutely not. Oh my lord.
I
can
mean,
you imagine you walk in and she takes care of you, come out a new man.
Wait, I don't mean like this isn't a flip over service. This is just I mean, if there were vaginas attached to a piano, we might not have some of our best composers.
Wait, what?
If there was a vagina attached to a piano, we might not have some of our best composers because they couldn't let them do their God-given abilities. What if this 5-year-old girl is just like a savant at waxing? And it's not sexual. It's just, it's cosmetic, whatever the hell, esthetician-ing.
It's a mental illness. If you walk in and you're like, yeah, this 5-year-old can wax me up. Sure. Hell yeah.
I mean, that is crazy that people were like, all right.
Nuts.
Say what? All right. I guess that's the way their culture works. You know, something like that. Maybe that was the whole.
Not my chin, not my eyebrow, not my upper lip, but I let a 5-year-old wax. That's so crazy.
I know. I wonder how many she did. She's like the best in this. They're like, listen, this is fucked up. They have a 5-year-old waxing Brazilian waxes over there. She's great. Like, I can't go to anyone else. She's so good at it. It's fucking nuts. I feel so gross, but she's so good.
I think I remember when this came out, and I'm actually going to find, because I think she said how much like her daughter made that day.
This kid's going to be pissed. She's going to be like, oh, because I'm 5, I can't fucking do my art. The reported images, this woman uploaded it to Instagram. This woman had no idea that it was at all sexual.
So this is how she quoted it. She said, Miss Chloe did her thing today. She literally helped me wax 24 clients starting from 7:25 to 5 p.m. She made a total of $744.
Damn, dude. This 5-year-old's going to be pissed. I mean, well, she's got like a bright career out of her, it seems, you know?
What? There were photos of her performing the Brazilian. I mean,
they were advertising it. They're like, this 5-year-old.
The mama's going to jail.
The mom's going to. That's a sacrifice this mom made to teach her daughter.
Waxing behind bars.
She's good. She's got a true craft that she could use for the rest of her life. Yeah, now the mom's going to be doing waxings in prison.
She's going to be calling her daughter in for visitations and being like, I got clients I need you to take care of.
She's going to be like, yeah, she's going to be like,
so fucking insane.
There's a lot of money in jail. You should come in here and check it out. In Tennessee, you have to be at least 16 years old to actually get hours to obtain a license to become an esthetician. Is that better, Kristen? A 16-year-old waxing a vagina?
I mean, yeah, if there's two rooms,
yeah,
and there's a 5-year-old and there's a 16-year-old, I mean, I'm not going to necessarily love it, but I know I'm not going to a 5-year-old. What? I mean. I'm not going to love it, but I'm not going to feel.
You're like, well, she has a license, yeah, at least. Moss identified the young child as her daughter on the Instagram post, which also boasts that the child waxed 24 clients, like you said. Even as an adult professional, you can get burned, says Salisbury. So they're like thinking it's dangerous. The kid's probably like, I don't fucking burn myself. I'm good. Allegedly, Moss operates her business out of her home. Salisbury said, although it's not illegal to have an esthetician business in your home, there are laws and regulations. As long as it's inspected by the Tennessee State Board of Cosmetology, they come through and inspect the premises and other things surrounding blah, 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 for the safety of the public. I always tell my students to work in a professional setting. I don't know. I mean, if Wayne Gretzky was told it's weird to be so great, I don't know that we would have any of the titans of anything that we have today. She is a wonderkin, a savant, a child prodigy. How dare we take this away from her? Just because it's a vagina's attached to the hair. She could do other. What if they let her do other things? No vaginas.
Like what?
Like you said, mustaches. Yeah. And
if you come in with your shoulders, she could shape them up real nice.
Right. Now that would be still.
But even then, I don't know.
I would be skeptical. I would turn right around and leave. I go, what are you talking about?
But have you ever seen a 5-year-old's work ethic?
I have not. That's the thing. I have not. What if she's making bank, though? She's making more money than her friends. This is like, or you're thinking maybe this is like stage mom stuff. Like she's great at it, but she really would rather just play with her friends and go outside. But really her mom is like, you're a waxer. or whatever.
Her mom sounds lazy.
Like a stage mom.
Just wants some money.
Just needed an extra hand. Like, why not fucking have my daughter do this too?
I think when it came out too, she did it in the name of like, she's going to have like a college fund ready for her when it's go time.
Kirsten's brain is, I've never seen it more in a pretzel in my entire life. It's really, or broken. I don't know what.
I got to wax my eyebrows after this, and I tell you what, I'm going to be checking IDs. Let me see that.
She's just that rough looking.
Shoulders,
she's a rough looking five. She's like, she's the same height as the mom. I don't know. I mean, like, I didn't know she was five. Oh, I just thought she was another old lady. Anyhow, maybe this mom, maybe one day the little lady will grow up and she'll do this to her mom. Another story in New Jersey. Unbelievable. A Jersey man was charged with murder following the death of his mother.
Murder.
Who he allegedly killed after an argument over the fact that she was making him wax pussies. No, I'm just kidding. That's not true. That wasn't what it was. That wasn't what it was.
Could you imagine?
No, Mom. I'm not done waxing pussies.
Again. It's her pussy.
Done though. Waxing your pussy, Mom. Never waxing your pussy again.
Idiot woman!
Dare you? How dare you? So many years of waxing your scary fucking pussy, and I'm done. Never doing it again. This episode's so demonetized. Well, what was the argument actually about? It says here it was over his plan to cut a tattoo off his leg. So the mom, I mean,
this guy, fucking,
you want me to cut my own leg off, Mom? Yeah. No, honey, there's lasers that do that. Don't use that knife to slice off your tattoo. Mom, you're dead. I'm sick of your nagging. You make me wax your hairy pussy, and now you won't let me cut this tattoo off my own fucking leg? James Doran, 30, was taken into custody in Pennsylvania and is pending extradition to Camden County, New Jersey, in connection with the death of his 65-year-old mother, Lillian. On March 2nd, officers responded to a home in Blackwood, New Jersey, and found Lillian dead on the bedroom floor with an apparent trauma to the back of her head. Witnesses told police that James, who was living at the home with his mother and several family members, allegedly got into an argument with his mother the night before about James cutting a tattoo off his leg and walking around the house with a baseball bat. That's not going to be it. You're not going to be able to. Maybe she was like, you're never going to be able to cut that tattoo off with a baseball bat.
What do you think the tattoo was?
Well, I got to find out. I mean, this is true. I mean, it's like his mom's name or something. I don't know. A witness reported hearing banging sounds and a garage door opening at about 4 a.m. Detectives noted that the victim's vehicle was missing and James was no longer at the residence. Doran later was arrested in Bedford, Pennsylvania, after allegedly speeding and attempting to flee the Pennsylvania State Police in his mother's vehicle. God, if you're going to kill your mom, get your own car. I mean, that's just I don't need you anymore, Mom. I'm not letting you tell me what to do, Mom. Can I use your car to run away from the police? Authorities alleged Doran had blood on his clothing and had a baseball bat in the trunk of his vehicle. He is charged with one count, murder.
Murder.
Boy, oh boy, folks. What a hell of a show for you today. I mean, I'm changed. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope you come back again. Please to be checking out, if you're watching this in the first few hours of its release, check out Behind the Jeans. It's happening live today for members of the YMH YouTube channel at, 3 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Eastern. And then the next day, it'll be made available to everybody else who was unable to catch the live broadcast. So I hope you check it out. Let's talk about some dates coming up. Like I said, Friday night, Chandler, Arizona. Come on out if you're in the Phoenix area. Then on April 26th, 27th, Huntsville, Alabama. May 3rd, Seattle. May 17th and 18th, Chicago. May 30th, Washington, D.C. May 31st, Allentown, Pennsylvania. And then we've got June. We've got Houston. August, Omaha, and Des Moines. All the tickets are on sale right in the description of the episode here, or you can go over to my Instagram at Josh_Potter, or Twitter at @J_Potter. And of course, make sure you like, rate, review, subscribe, tell everybody about it. If you're new here, thank you for coming. And I'm going to leave you with the fine tune from Brothers. We've been ending the show with it the last couple of weeks. I'm going to keep doing it because they put so much work into it. And it's, if you're new to the show, this is a perfect way to get introduced. I love you all very much. We'll see you next week.
Direct with the Roach, we shotgun the beers. I got time for a toast. It's the only place I get my sports like for real. Sonny taught us nobody's more sus than Russell Wilson.
Here's the deal, son. Won't find us in Walmart. Josh Potter, keep it frank, kind of like a ballpark. It wasn't nothing talking all that jism. Turns out there's a lot of semen terrorism.
Now it's time we hit him, bringing Votto to the plate. Roachy, your warrants for Chase O'Donnell the Great. Let me stop for a second, cause it's ass Marty time. Cause it's idiocy. You know I cannot abide.
Not a fan of these guys. Gonna damage the rise. Worse than the host known as the Roach, leaving idiot woman standing on the side or looking like she just tripped into a moat.
I'ma kill this Henny beat like murder. Been in more studios than most have ever heard. I'm pleased to be listening. Hit that like and subscribe. So many Bills hats got the mafia vibe.
A lot to describe, like a Roach reporter, teacher on OF, don't report her. Trying to live life with my mannequin wife and my mannequin kids, if that's my mannequin right.
Been a fan of this guy since the Roach Motel. Couple hundred weeks in, still funny as hell. From the tip cup to back sis and blind eyes, Potter has one of the best shows of all time.
Now watch this drive. Pop a couple tall cans with the Roach King and caught the vibe. Ready to pour more, scurry out the floorboards, hit like, comment, and subscribe.